As regular listeners to RNIB Connect Radio will know, our ethos is in our name. It's about connecting our community and ensuring that the voices of blind and visually impaired people are heard. We love to receive your emails and feedback and, here at Read On, your book reviews. You can contact us via the usual address, readonair@rnib.org.uk. Novelist N.B. Dixon is the author of the Outlaw's Legacy series, an alternative history of Robin Hood. It's a rollercoaster ride packed full of family feuds, betrayals, romance, and one man's fight for his beliefs. She's also a voracious reader and a regular contributor to the show. Her latest book review is of a novel that's about to hit the big screen.
Hello, this is N.B. Dixon with my review of The Little Stranger by Sarah Waters. I've heard of this author, but I must admit this is the first book of hers I checked out, and I was intrigued when I heard a trailer for the upcoming film that's based on the book. That was what drew me to it.
The first time I saw Hundreds Hall was July 1919. Nothing could have prepared me for the spell it cast. When I saw the house again 30 years later, I could hardly comprehend the change in the place.
Why don't you tell me what's going on?
You wouldn't believe me.
Mother, this is Dr. Faraday.
How did you find the patient?
A little under the weather.
It's war shock.
They brought Caroline home to nurse him.
I'd heard they were troubled.
Very hush-hush about it.
A long time ago. Who's the child here?
What are you doing here?
Susan died before I was born.
There's something evil in this house.
That's nonsense.
Betty, what are you doing here?
You rang for me, miss.
I did not.
Well, Mrs. Ayres was upstairs.
Rang itself.
Did it?
What is all the noise?
I thought it was really gripping. I know I often say that in my reviews, but it's just as true with this book. The reader really does draw you in, sort of from the start, and it's very atmospheric. You instantly get transported back to the past and to a creepy house where a family are living and where you know there's something not quite right. So you've got the mystery element, you've got the slight creepy feeling that intensifies as the book goes on. The Little Stranger is about a local parish doctor who is sent out to an old country house to tend to a serving maid. And he becomes acquainted with the family, and as he gets to know them, there seems to be a darkness that's surrounding them, and it gradually seems to be sucking them into it one by one. And he tries very hard to ignore what's going on, but meanwhile, the crisis or curse is escalating.
I first saw Hundreds Hall when I was 10 years old. It was the summer after the war, and the Ayreses still had most of their money then, were still big people in the district. The event was an Empire Day fete. I stood with a line of other village children making a Boy Scout salute, while Mrs. Ayres and the Colonel went past us, handing out commemorative medals. Afterwards we sat to tea with our parents at long tables on what I suppose was the South Lawn. Mrs. Ayres would have been 24 or 5, her husband a few years older. Their little girl Susan would have been about 6. They must have made a very handsome family, but my memory of them is vague. I recall most vividly the house itself, which struck me as an absolute mansion.
It's a great book. It deals with psychology. It deals with the strength of your beliefs, what one person is prepared to accept. It deals with the unexplained, and I think it's really cleverly handled. I couldn't stop reading it, even when it got very, very spooky and I made the mistake of reading it at night. I still couldn't stop. So it's billed as horror, and I have to say I don't generally read horror fiction. I wouldn't go so far as to give it that name, but I remember reading another review where somebody described it as chilling, and I think that does apply. But so it's probably not for everybody, but I absolutely loved it. It's narrated by Simon Vance. I'm not usually a fan of his, but I have to say I thought he handled this particular book brilliantly. It is available in the RNIB library, so whether you're planning to go and see the film or not, I would say download the book and read it. It's fantastic. And it has stayed with me, so that's always a sign of a good read.
So when I did see the house again, almost 30 years on from that first visit and shortly after the end of another war, the changes in it appalled me. It was the purest chance that took me out there, for the Ayreses were registered with my partner, David Graham, but he was busy with an emergency case that day, so when the family sent for a doctor, the request was passed on to me. My heart began to sink almost the moment I let myself into the park. I remembered a long approach to the house, through neat rhododendron and laurel. But the park was now so overgrown and untended, my small car had to fight its way down the drive. When I broke free of the bushes at last and found myself on a sweep of lumpy gravel, with the hall directly ahead of me, I put on the brake and gaped in dismay. The house was smaller than in memory, of course, not quite the mansion I'd been recalling, but I'd been expecting that. What horrified me were the signs of decay. Sections of the lovely weathered edgings seemed to have fallen completely away, so that the house's uncertain Georgian outline was even more tentative than before. Ivy had spread, then patchily died, and hung like tangled rat's tail hair. The steps leading up to the broad front door were cracked, with weeds growing lushly up through the seams.
Thanks, as ever, to N.B. Dixon. The Little Stranger by Sarah Waters is available in Braille, giant print, and as TB 16895.